Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. So we learned in Mishnah Vav that if you have 10 young trees scattered about a Beisa, you can plow the whole Beisa up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Now our Mishnah tells us as follows. Hanetiyais v'hadiluyim mitstarfin l'toich Beisa. Let's say you have young trees. V'hadiluyim and diluyim. Generally speaking, diluyim includes cucumbers, squash, melons. In this case, it means delas yavonis. These are vines that mamish grow like trees. It's not a tree, it's a vine. It doesn't have a bark with branches growing out of it. But it's this vegetable that grows on the vine, and it grows very big and tall. It looks mamish like a tree. That's the reason that anatiyas, young trees, vadeluyim and luyim, it's star from letach besa. You can put them together and say, oh, I have 10, I'm a mela, I have a green light for the whole besa. I don't need 10 young trees. I could have young trees and deluyim. But the majority has to be the young trees. In other words, I have to have 6 netiyos and 4 deluyim. That's when I say, okay, it's called 10, and you have a green light for the whole besa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you don't have to have 6 trees. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to have any young trees. You can have just 10 deluyim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, kol asara deluyim, these delas yavonis that grow mamish looking like trees, if you have 10 of them lebeisa, charshim kol beisa, you can plow the entire beisa ad Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that these gourd plants have exactly the same halacha as the young trees.